Malone had taken refuge outside the chateau, under a shady pergola overgrown with greenery. Deep in thought, he looked up to see Cassiopeia standing beyond the pergola. She wore a tight-fitting black riding habit that suited her. He motioned to her outfit.
I wondered where you disappeared to.
I try to ride every evening. Helps me think. She stepped under the enclosure. I saw earlier that you have doubts about all this. Is it because you refuse to challenge your Christian Bible?
Not at all. It's because you choose to challenge the Bible. Seems everyone involved in this quest has an axe to grind. You, de Roquefort, Mark, Sonnier, Lars, Stephanie.
Let me tell you a few things, and maybe you'll see this is not personal, at least not with me. He doubted that, but he wanted to hear what she had to say. Did you know that only one crucified skeleton has ever been found in the Holy Land?
He didn't.
Crucifixion was alien to the Jews. They stoned, burned, decapitated, or strangled to accomplish capital punishment. Mosaic law only allowed a criminal who had already been executed to hang on wood as additional punishment.
For he that is hanged is accursed by God, he said, quoting Deuteronomy.
You know your Old Testament.
We do have some culture back in Georgia.
She smiled. But crucifixion was a common form of Roman execution. Varus in 4 BC crucified more than 2,000. Florus in AD 66 killed nearly 4,000. Titus in AD 70 executed 500 a day. Yet only one crucified skeleton has ever been found. That was in 1968, just north of Jerusalem. The bones dated from the first century. His name was Jehochanan. We know because of information inscribed on his ossuary. He'd been tied to the cross, not nailed, and neither of his legs was broken. Do you understand the significance of that detail?
He did. Suffocation was how you died on the cross. The head would eventually droop forward, and oxygen deprivation set in.
Crucifixion was a public humiliation. Victims weren't supposed to die quickly. So to delay death, a piece of wood was attached that could be sat or stood upon. That way, the accused could support himself. After a few days, if the victim had not exhausted his strength, soldiers broke the legs. That way, he could no longer support himself. Death came quickly after that. He recalled the Gospels.
A crucified person couldn't defile the Sabbath. The Jews wanted the bodies of Jesus and the two criminals executed with him down by nightfall, so Pilate ordered the legs of the two criminals broken.
She nodded. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs. That's from John. Ever wonder why Jesus died so quickly? He'd only been hanging a few hours. And why didn't the Roman soldiers break his legs anyway, just to be sure he died? Instead, John says, they pierced his side with a lance, and blood and water poured forth. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke never mention this happening.
What's your point?